what's it called? It's called The Story of Shivaram Hall. And you're quite right, it's my favourite story in this book. Alright. Okay, here we go. Shivaram Hall was a hotel with a difference. All the guests were dead. Ghosts came from the spirit world to be greeted by Shivaram's spooky staff. There were 22 ice-cold bedrooms. A poltergeist-powered jacuzzi.
Ah, lovely.
And a string quartet playing haunting tunes. No living soul dared visit the hotel. It was far too creepy. The ghosts were left in peace. Then, one afternoon, the hotel's deathly hush was shattered. Slam! Most of the ghosts were napping. Mr. Quiver, the hotel manager, had come down for a glass of water. Suddenly, a round-faced man flung open the front door and strode up to the reception desk. "This is just what I've been looking for," he boomed. A tall, thin man scuttled in after him.
"Are you sure, Mr. Slade?" he asked nervously.
"Of course I'm sure, Simpkins," barked Slade. "This will make the perfect site for my new hotel. I've had it all designed." Slade proudly spread out a large plan in front of his assistant. Behind him, Mr. Quiver sneaked up to get a look. Slade Towers Luxury Hotel, with a rooftop, sun towers and pool, suite for personal guests of Mr. Slate, all-night burger bar, giant 24-hour disco, and underground parking for 500 cars. Mr. Quiver was horrified. "I'll have this place demolished in no time," Slate went on. "But perhaps I'll look around and see if there's anything worth saving first."
"Don't be too long," gulped Simpkins. "They say the place is haunted."
"Ridiculous," cried Slate. "Ghosts don't exist, and I'll stay the night to prove it." "We don't exist, eh?" thought Mr. Quiver as he floated upstairs. Minutes later, he gathered the hotel staff together. No one was happy about Slate's plans. "We'll never get any peace in this noisy new hotel," wailed Charlie the waiter. "And where will all our ghostly guests go?" asked Elsie the maid. "Slate will have to be frightened off," said Mr. Quiver. "As soon as it gets dark, we'll start haunting." Slate was climbing the rickety stairs to bed when Mr. Quiver appeared in front of him.
"Whoa! Be gone from Shivaram Hall!"
Slate looked a little surprised, but then he shrugged. "Out of my way, potato head," he shouted. That's your favourite bit, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When he says potato head to him. Mr. Quiver had never been so insulted in his life, or his death. But the ghosts weren't finished yet. As Slate brushed his teeth, Igor the porter popped up through the plug hole.
Yeah!
Oh, another stupid spook. The staff didn't give up. That night, Slate was visited by a stream of ghosts. Elsie brought the bedsheets to life. Charlie rattled a ghostly tea tray next to Slate's pillow. Cora the cook sent possessed pots flying through the air. Even the hotel guests tried to put the shivers up the unwelcome visitor. Sir Gauntlet showed off his battle scars. Lord Doublet lost his head. And Miss Gauntly, the wailing lady, moaned the entire night. But none of them could raise a single goosebump. Next morning, Mr. Quiver listened in on Slate's meeting with Simpkins. "You were right," said Slate. "This place is full of ghosts."
"Really?" stuttered Simpkins nervously. "So you'll forget your plans?"
"No way," said Slate. "People will pay even more to stay in a luxury haunted hotel. I'll soon have those spooks hard at work. I'll make a fortune." Within minutes, the ghost's tragic tale appeared on the Spirit World Wide Web.
Spirit World Wide Web.
Ghosts Online Gazette. "So long, Shivaram. Historic hotel to be flattened. Staff face slavery to Slate. The staff of Shivaram Hall are to become a tourist attraction in a new hotel built by Percival Slate."
And there's also a picture of Percival Slit. Lovely. It looked as if the ghost's peaceful life was coming to an end. Next day, the staff watched from the shadows as Slate dreamed of what was to come. What's he going to do, Henry? What did the pictures show?
Smash the house.
Smash the hotel down. What's he doing there?
Send the ghosts away.
He's ordering them all around. And look, what else does he think he's going to get?
Money.
Lots of money. Suddenly, a spooky figure appeared from nowhere. Yoo-hoo! She cried. Aha, said Slate. Another spook and a very ugly one. Don't you recognise me, Percy? Said the ghost. It's me, your great aunt Mabel. Huh? Let Auntie give you a nice big kiss. Slate's ghostly aunt planted a slobbery wet thank you kiss on his cheek. Slate's face turned bright red. I read all about you on the Ghost Gazette website, said Mabel. So I've decided to come and live in your lovely new hotel. Live here? But I'll look after you, Percy, cried Mabel. I'll feed you up on my special cabbage soup. And I'll make sure you get a bath and a big kiss every bedtime. Slade had been terrified of his aunt when she was alive. Now she was even scarier. I've changed my mind, he stammered, tore up his plans and ran. All the ghosts cheered. Mr. Quiver approached Great Aunt Mabel and bowed. Thank you, madam, he said. Please stay as our guest for as long as you want, for free. And your line is...
The air.